This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You could talk about the Silk Road. We gave you an update on that case where the FBI is making one claim about how they found the IP address, allegedly, of the Silk Road. And security experts saying, nah, that's just not possible. Just to kind of sum up what we were talking about before.
Yeah, and the description that he gives of it sounds accurate to me. I mean, with my limited understanding of it, it does seem like a ridiculous story that they just, you know, put some random strings into the username and password field and got an IP address from a CAPTCHA. That doesn't seem to jive.
If the FBI makes claims in a 58-page motion or response to a motion in court, that's not under oath, so is that technically not perjury if they're lying in a motion?
I would think that that's... Or is it under oath?
Isn't an affidavit by definition a sworn statement?
An affidavit would be, but responding to a motion with a memorandum of law may not be, or whatever it was that they were responding to.
It should be.
It should be.
Yeah, yeah. And if anybody who wrote this is grossly wrong, they should, they should pay whatever penalties the Constitution might allow for this. I mean,
including money to Ross Ulbricht and the other guys, Andrew Jones and the rest who are arrested in this case.
If a law enforcement officer lies in court, to me that's the highest sort of illegality you can see out of these people.
It's conspiracy to commit kidnapping at the very least. I mean, if you're faking evidence against somebody so it would put them in prison for the rest of their life, I mean,
that's pretty serious. And I think it's interesting that
we should put them in jail for 10 years and let them try to prove their way out of it. Like, basically everybody has to now, because you're essentially guilty until proven innocent.
You're also talking about theft of how many millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin that are, you said they're being auctioned off now.
I think it was $80 million at one point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you steal $80 million and put a man in prison for the rest of his life and you have no lawful authority to do that, it's pretty serious stuff.
So you are welcome to comment there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, Cantwell is going to reflect on the elections, and you can comment as well. Let's talk to Pete in Long Beach, or either that or Long. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live, California.
Yeah, hey, so I was in my film class today in college, and last week the Turkish film with the gay chicks kissing, that was bad. But now this is a Liam Neeson film where they show the King's something report about it, how the sexual revolution got started. It was disgusting.
What's disgusting?
Which revolution? I'm sorry, the audio is kind of bad here. Which revolution?
The sexual revolution.
Did this gentleman call in last night?
Yes.
Yeah. So he was complaining about some kind of Turkish film about two women kissing, and then he saw some other thing. Apparently, he's a glutton for punishment and wanted to watch more of that sort of thing. And now he's calling back to tell us all about the terrible pornography he watched last night after he got off the show. Is that an accurate statement, sir?
Godless communist education we have in this freaking country.
Well, yeah, I would agree with you that the education system is communist, but they certainly have a god, and it's called the state.
Well, I want to know, though, what was it you were saying was wrong with what you saw, the sexual revolution? You said it was disgusting or something. What was it that was upsetting to you?
I saw the immorality, and when the scientist played by Liam Neeson is doing his research, there's all kinds of nastiness. I mean, after the movie...
What is the immorality of it, though, the sexual revolution? I mean, are we talking about the 60s here? What are we talking about?
It boils down,
free love, man.
It's called the Kingston Report. That guy, whatever his name is, and that was like in the 30s or 40s, and then the scientist did all this stuff documenting about sex, and it was really, it was really disgusting.
You haven't told me, though, what is it that it's a turnoff?
He expects you to understand that sex is dirty, right? He expects you to understand.
No, it's not dirty by itself, but it was advocating unmarried sex, and it thou shalt not commit adultery. What's up about that?
Well, because from the gentleman's perspective, if you're not married and you're having sex, then this is a disgusting thing. Now,
I thought that in Acts, the Peter had a vision where, like, you know, all the animals float away on a sheet, and then that completed the law. So therefore, that we're only left with love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
That couldn't be less accurate. The Jesus was rather specific that I have not come to abolish the old law or the prophets, but to fulfill.
Fulfilled. So it's fulfilled.
So what he's saying is, he's saying that, look, the rules from the Old Testament, they are still here. So
the polyester, bad. Mixing fabrics, bad. If you dishonor your father or mother, you need to be stoned.
Yep.
If your brother dies, then you have to take his wife as your wife, too.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I want to bring Pete back on here. I put him on a hold because it sounds like sounds like you're on the road, Pete.
What?
It sounds like you're on the road. I've got a note here saying you're on a train or something like that.
Yeah, I'm on the train right now. I just going back to my girl from Los Angeles.
All right. I don't really care about where you're going, but so tell me, you know, what is so disgusting to you? You said it was that there were people were having sex outside of marriage. That disgusts you because God said it was bad?
Well, if he says it's bad, then it's bad.
Did he say it was bad? Or was that just what somebody's interpretation of some sort of hallucination they had was?
That's what the scripture says. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Who wrote the scriptures?
Everything that just, what?
Who wrote the scriptures?
Who wrote them? God himself. You know,
you really believe that?
He's the one who wrote them.
You really, really believe that? Absolutely. Did God also run the printing press? Printed out the Bibles over the years?
God's hand must have, like, sick arthritis, because there's so many copies of that book. Like, I see it just, like, piles of them at the dollar store. Nobody wants them.
But you know what? It was his will for that to happen, and he used secondary means to accomplish his will.
Does
he still do it?
But do we have free will or not? How did God make men write the Bible if man has free will?
We don't have free will prior to salvation.
So prior to salvation?
We don't have free will. You don't have free will.
So then how am I violating God's will so frequently every time I masturbate or screw some strange girl on the internet? I don't have free will, how am I capable of doing
then,
this?
Hold on. If we don't have free will prior to... If we don't have free will...
What you're doing, and that means that you're going to fry in the lake forever unless God gives you grace and opens your eyes.
If we don't have free will prior to salvation, then all the books written by Peter, Paul, James, all those people wouldn't be written by God because they did have free will because they were saved, right?
What was that again?
Okay. If we don't have free will prior to salvation, that means we do have free will after salvation. We can say that
absolutely,
Paul, Peter, James...
After that, and only for the people who the Lord has sinned.
Okay, here's my question. Has God imbued anybody else with his magic writing force since the Bible, or did he only do it for the books that are in the Bible? And I want to know about the other Bibles, too, the Catholic Bible and the Apocrypha, apocryphal books. I want to know about the lost Gospels. I want to know about those. Did God write those, or he didn't write those?
Well, what happened is the Apocryphas and stuff, those are still valid for historical purposes, but the King James, all or nothing. That's the only doctrine.
Yeah, but well, the King James is just a translation from 1600. The Bible was compiled in about 300. So are you saying that God also imbued the people that voted on the Bible, the editors, as it were, the ones that decided which books that would go in and which books that wouldn't go out?
King of England.
The King James is the most close to the original Greek and Hebrew text out there. And with scholars that meticulously compared it, it's the most close. Anything after the King James...
In his, right, because the New International Version written in 1970s with all our modern stuff, that's not even close to a bunch of
was written by
a bunch of bald monks in the 17th century. Come on! I mean, King James was an evil bastard, and you know he had those people twist that. He even added in the Trinity doctrine, which was proven to be false. You believe a false doctrine made by the devil, sir.
That's a damnable lie, you know. It's
then damn me! Damn me to hell! I know more about this book than you do!
Mark is turning red.
Oh, yes,
here.
He is.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he's going to have the vein popping out of his forehead here in a moment.
Well, tell you something. Pretty soon, you know what? You know, how do you know parents not going to stop and you're not going to end up on judgment? You need to repent.
I'm going to be in good company, pal.
Thanks for the call, Pete. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450.
If you're
going
to damn people to hell, you should know about the book.
855-450-3733.
Threatening people with eternal torture. What kind of sicko?
I just like to say, I believe in God, just not in his God.
Right, his God tortures people forever.
We're coming up, it's a loving God, isn't it? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, even if you are a Bible-thumping, yelling individual. I guess he wasn't yelling. You were yelling.
I'm the yeller.
I was a little confused there. Bible-thumpers, yellers, whoever you are, you can call in. You can bring up anything here. Tonight with you, it's Ian
Cantwell.
And Mark.
That's Christopher Cantwell. His website's ChristopherCantwell.com, and we got all kinds of cool stuff to tell you about.
Yeah, I've recently read a new novel called Ant Farm. It's a book that even Gary Johnson has praised. I thought it was great. I loved how it took complex issues like military protection, judicial systems, currency, and lots of others, and put it in a way that the average Joe, even young adults, could understand. And make it really easy to explain how the world would work without government force and how state intervention screws it all, everything up. If you're tired of explaining to some of your friends how roads could be built in a free market, just hand them a copy of Ant Farm. If you're sick of explaining to your other friends about how the U.S. Turned into a police state, hand them a copy of Ant Farm, too. Stephen Aaron Gray, the author of Ant Farm, is giving away the first four chapters completely free over at his website, AntFarmBook.com. Now, that's just about half the book. It's AntFarmBook.com. I recommend you go read it, enjoy the chapters, and if you enjoy it, get the rest of the book, AntFarmBook.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We just had Pugnacious Pete on the line, thumping the Bible, specifically the King James Version. He says none of the other Bibles are the true Word of God, even though they were all written by men.
I recently had a chance to sit down with a preterist Christian.
A preterist.
Now, they believe that the predictions of the Bible came true basically in the first century A.D., or maybe the very first part of the second century.
Meaning that the rapture and all that stuff
has already happened. Okay. Whatever has happened, and life has gone on from there.
Wasn't the world supposed to end or something during that?
Yeah, that wasn't... That's what you're told.
But aren't most preterist Catholics...
You went with the easy one, but it works.
So he's also a universalist, and so well, that's really what my problem is when it comes to Christianity. It's not my problem isn't with Christianity. My problem is with people that are going to damn folks to hell for all of eternity.
Yeah, he said you better repent that last call.
People who believe that God is such an evil individual that he's going to take his children and cast them into a lake of fire for damnation and torture for all of eternity.
Why not? He already cast them all into a lake of water.
Right. Well, that story too. I'm skeptical of that story, but I think that it might be an interpretation of somebody who experienced a flood and what that was like for them. Fine, I can get these campfire stories that were turned into lessons in life. I'm not sure what the lesson is. I'm pretty sure rainbows were around before that. But, you know, whatever. It's all very interesting, and your relationship to God is your relationship to God. I just find hell to be a threat against your neighbor, that you really change the way people think when you start throwing, hey, it costs nothing to join our club. All you have to do is say you believe, but you'll die for eternity if you don't. Like, this is a really cheap, crappy way to sell your religion. Somebody should make a commitment to God, if this is what your God's about. They should make a commitment to God, and the downside should be low. Look, if you don't commit, you're just going to die like you thought you were going to die anyway. That is a fine way of doing business. The other sounds like a very good way to support preachers and build large, beautiful churches.
Which is kind of the idea of religions in the first place, right? I mean, you're talking about how religion should be. Well, that's not what religion is.
No.
Right? If it's this right. It's but, a completely well, different
most,
animal.
Most religions have gone far astray from the original founding intentions of them. For instance,
Or the purported intentions, anyway. Right.
Well, the Buddha never intended for what he had put out there to become a religion. And it did. So, you know, it's just...
Take a look at what Christianity has become from what it was. Yeah. Read up on St. Martin of Tours. I believe he's the first saint besides, like, the disciples.
They didn't have Tour back then.
And his birthday, his saint day is actually the same as Veterans Day. It's interesting. He was a soldier in the Roman army who decided he couldn't fight anymore because he's a Christian.
Hmm. Let's go to the phones. Daniel's on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live, Daniel.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Daniel. What's on your mind?
The last guy not only
was a jerk and doesn't know what he's talking about. But the view of scripture that he is espousing, he'll be upset to learn that that's how Islam views the Quran. That's not how Christianity views scripture.
What was his view of scripture? Can you recount that?
He said something to the effect that God himself wrote the Bible. And in Islam, the teaching is that the angel Gabriel dictated the Quran to Muhammad, word for word, verse for verse. And that's why it's very non-negotiable in terms of modern interpretations or reinterpretations of it.
Well, there's still different. Hold on, there's still different translations of the Quran.
Well, yeah,
that is the story.
Different languages, but the story is that it was originally dictated in Arabic to Muhammad by the angel Gabriel, and that Muhammad was illiterate to begin with, so that it had to have been dictated by some other.
But Muhammad didn't write it; he just talked to his followers about it. He had
someone else wrote it down there.
Literate followers.
Yeah, exactly. But the notion is the idea.
Hold on. I don't know when the
whole thing.
Wait a minute, just to clarify. I don't know when it was written down, and maybe one of our Muslim listeners can call and correct us on this, but it may not have been immediately. There was a long tradition of memorization in the Muslim world, meaning that young children were taught to recite the entire Quran. I mean, it's mind-boggling the amount of, we're so used to having our smartphones remember everything that's important to us. These people memorize the entire holy book of the Quran. That's incredible level of memorization. Still.
Yeah, I today, as an atheist, can recite more of the Bible than most Christians that I run into.
I believe that. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Daniel.
So compare that to the Judeo-Christian view of scripture. The only part of the Bible that is directly attributed to God is the Ten Commandments. It says that God wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets. Everything else is hearsay. And
the story that I hear, I'm sorry for interrupting you, but the story I get from most Christians would say that the words were divinely inspired, that these men had written it down as a result of what God had inspired them to write.
That God was controlling their hand.
I wish God would have been a little more careful about how he wrote this sort of contradictory resurrection stories in the gospel, because they don't look they seem to even contradict each other in timelines and that kind of thing.
Religions.
That's these people are demanding something from scripture that it's not supposed to do. They want it to be what the Quran is,
the unerring word of God.
That is just absolute and just is what it is. And
right. This is what makes me giggle about it, though, is it's the unerring word of God, every dot and every tittle. But they got the name of the main character wrong. I mean, Jesus' name isn't Jesus, it's Yaheshua. It wouldn't translate into English as Jesus, it would translate as Joshua. So, I mean, it's just not... none of this is right. If I have to believe on his name to be saved, then I should have to believe on Yaheshua's name, not Jesus' name.
Daniel, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cantwell is upset about the election.
I sure am.
We'll get
I'm
into it.
Furious.
Coming up. And take your calls as well. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264, promo code GCN. 877-600-4264, promo code GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You just dial us up. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hey, we've also got Skype. You can Skype into the program. Our username is lrn.fm, so feel free to send us a contact request. It will be approved usually within about a segment or so, and then after that it's easy for you to call in from that point in the future. And you'll sound better almost every time on Skype than over your regular phone. And if you've got a smartphone, just install the Skype app on the phone, and it's an instant upgrade to your sound quality, so long as you have a decent data set.
And don't send Ian a message that you would like to chime in. You just
like
call
you did
in.
Last night.
Yeah, I was very interested to chime in on some of your lunatic callers last night, and I was like, I want to chime in, and then like I was sitting there like waiting for Ian to get back to me, and I'm like, I'm an amp supporter and a co-host. Why is he not taking my call? And
wait, didn't I get back to you and say okay?
Yeah, you said okay, and I was waiting for like the time to call in, and then I was like, oh,
talk
I guess
radio
I'll,
doesn't work.
I
like
guess
that.
I'll talk to Derek J instead. Mm. Screw you guys.
Talk radio doesn't work like that. You just have to call in. Sometimes people will do that. They'll send me a message on Skype and say, can I call in? If it's during the show hours, yes, of course.
You can bring up anything you want.
Right. I don't know how many times we've got to say this in order for people to get it. Oh, well, you know, you guys are just talking away at whatever you're talking away at. No, you can bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
Yes, so try it out. Skype username, lrn.fm. All right. So, hey, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. By the way, over at modup.net, it's affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil because they're 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. That's modup.net. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Now, you can get a sweet discount by paying with Bitcoin. You don't have to pay with Bitcoin, but if you do, you'll save 33% on their already low prices. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Great service at an awesome price. ModUp, modup.net. Use code FTL for the bonus.
I should have gone into modup.net and then I would have figured this out last night.
You mean the
Skype thing?
The calling in thing? Yeah. I don't know. I've actually never tried it, but I've heard really good things about modafinil from folks. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom?
Oh, guys are so interesting. I almost forget what it was that I wanted to chime in on.
Notes. You got to take notes when calling talk radio. This is an unsolicited suggestion for callers. If you have something that's really important to say, just jot down a few notes about it. That way you don't get lost when you're on hold or lost when we're talking to you or whatever. But go ahead.
I did exactly that. I just wanted to chime in real quick with the Bible thumpers.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I hope the... I'm sorry, I can never remember the high-pitched guy's name. I hope he's on the cordless phone in case the good Lord throws a bolt of lightning his way that we won't all suffer for it.
Pugnacious Pete?
You talking about our caller earlier?
No. You too.
Which one of us is the high-pitched guy? I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's me, Ian, and Mark.
I don't think there's any high-pitched voices in the room this evening.
There's one of the regular guys who...
Derek?
You must be talking about me. I'm a little more nasally than Ian is.
When he gets mad, he gets high-pitched, and...
I get mad all the time.
Mark was shouting tonight, so yeah. That would have been him.
Just I'm the shouting one.
Anyway, go ahead with what you had to say.
The guy that called, I think he probably had good intentions, that... Although,
well, sure, he wants to save you from the pit of fiery hell. I mean,
all you have to do is put aside all your worldly desires, and you'll be fine.
Well, you know, if hell's a joke, then who cares? But he should realize the King James Version is probably one of the most blasphemous versions of the Bible, simply by virtue of the fact that King James had the audacity to put his name on the front of it.
That's good.
Well put,
good.
Sir.
Tom, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Rusty's in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy. I was wondering if this was a Joel Osteen calling line.
That's Ooh. Right.
Yeah, okay.
You've reached the Joel Osteen show. What can we do for you, pal?
We love you. Jesus loves you.
Who is that?
He's a megachurch preacher, probably the most famous preacher in America right now.
Oh.
Tell me a problem, son. Let me save you.
Wonder what his skeletons are. I mean, remember the last megachurch guy, Ted Haggard? You remember him?
Yeah, his is entirely different. Joel's not doesn't try to damn your soul to hell too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Much more soft sell.
Okay. Still, that doesn't mean he's not doing funky things. Go ahead.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling in is I know y'all do this for a living. I just didn't know if y'all ever thought about having like a contest amongst the listeners to see who has the best activism story, the best prank on a status, or something along those lines. I also like Howard Stern, and he does it a bit, and I didn't know if that ever crossed your mind. Or
so you're asking if we have a contest for the best story?
If y'all
he had ever thought about maybe having something like that, like where, you know, someone can prank a status or somebody and kind of do the same thing they do to everybody else when they pull them over or something like that. Not really.
I'd rather things just come in naturally, personally. Although CopBlock does have a contest once a year. That's worth pointing out. CopBlock does have a police accountability video contest. I've had the honor of being one of the judges in this contest, and that's cool because then...
Leave it to them. That's what they do, right?
Well, yeah, and they do a good job of it, and we're going to make it better for next year, by the way. It was fun the last 2 years, but it's going to be even better next year. We came with some good rule changes. Like this year... they would let anybody submit as many videos as they wanted, and that was a problem because we were getting raw footage from some people, and that was just the most boring stuff. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to sit there and watch 25 minutes of somebody standing across the street from a police pullover and just filming just from, you know, 100 feet away. That's just not interesting.
Well, you got to do it like Reddit style, have the users vote on it or something.
Well, that's a different idea as well. We had a crew of myself, Pete Ayer, one of the CopBlock founders, as well as Terry from Checkpoint USA, and there was another gentleman, I think, from CopWatch that was helping us with this. So we have some, you know, some expert judges here. People have seen their share of police accountability videos, and I think we ultimately did pick a really, you know, really brazen and cool video for the winner. So we got some good content out of it. But to put a contest out there, to some extent, could manufacture situations that otherwise wouldn't have existed. And I'd rather just see things happen au naturel.
I love stunts. Let's do it. Let's get a prize.
Well, I wasn't suggesting they were faking it necessarily, but I it's not a bad thing to encourage people to go out and CopBlock, and I think to some extent having the contest did encourage some more action.
But, like, not even CopBlock. The guy's talking about, like, a prank on a status. Like, you know, I don't know, surprise someone with the ice bucket challenge or something. I don't know, you know.
Have you ever seen the videos where they take the bucket around and they act like they're going to dump it on people, but it's actually empty?
Yeah.
I love that one. That one's a great prank.
You know, you just run up to the meter maid with like an empty Gatorade container and be like, ah!
Yeah. I hate pranks. That's
a harmless prank. That's a harmless one. Nobody gets wet.
Hold on. What if somebody reacts to getting something thrown on them, like backpedals, falls and busts their butt?
True.
Then the video's even funnier.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that pratfalls aren't funny, but
that's the winner of the contest.
Let's leave it to Steve Martin, shall we?
The real answer is I'm lazy and I just don't feel like it.
We got to get a prize, and we will offer it to the best prank on a government agent. That's what we should do.
No.
We got to get a prize.
Somebody's going to get injured,
but
and Free Talk Live's libel.
I wouldn't have a problem with you calling in and announcing Rusty's prank contest, where you've got some cool video camera you're going to give away. That's what we gave away in the CopBlock contest was one of those, I don't know, what they're called. You like mount the video camera.
GoPro,
I think that was it. Yeah, so there you go. Put your own contest together and let us know about it. And thanks for the call tonight. We got our hands full, man. I got a lot of stuff
on
my plate.
I'm going to have to have the Some Garbage podcast, like, government agent
totally.
Accident contest.
Go for it, man. And you can totally announce it here. I mean, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here at 855 453. As long as I don't have to put any time and effort in, then it's okay with me. It's Free Talk Live. Got enough to do.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Whether it's religion or the Silk Road or whatever's on your mind, we'll take your calls. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And join us, many of us, here in the activist community of New Hampshire in real life for Keenvention. It's coming up October 31st through November 2nd, which means it's coming up fast. It's coming up faster than I would like it to, actually, as the as the organizer of Keenvention. I still have a few panels yet to announce. I will get to that later this week, and so I'm excited about that. We've got one more keynote speaker yet to announce as well. So we've announced Rich Paul, who should be fresh out of jail for Keenvention to keynote speechify us. He was he in jail during the last Keenvention? Yeah, he was. Yes. He was in jail during the last Keenvention. And thankfully, he will not be in jail this time unless they pull some of his good time at the last minute. So we're going to have Rich Paul. We'll also have James Cleveland, who is a.k.a. Robin Hood. He's the activist who's probably one of the best that we have here across New Hampshire. He's a really motivated, go-getter kind of person. He puts his time and his money where his mouth is and really has done a lot of good work. And he won the Activist of the Year award last year, which is more of like a verbal thing. There's not actually a physical award, but he won that by popular vote, Keen Activist of the Year, and so I think he'll make an excellent keynote speaker as well. There's going to be several panels that have already been announced. This is a convention that focuses on activism. It focuses on New Hampshire-based activists. We're not going to fly in some fancy big-name speaker from somewhere else. Everybody that's going to be speaking at this event is based out of New Hampshire, and that way you're going to be able to connect with a lot of the names, a lot of the people you've heard about here on Free Talk Live. We've sort of discussed our adventures in activism up here. And they're a great group of folks. I'm looking forward to what new stuff will be learned at Keenvention this year. You can go back and relive all of Keenvention 2013 or live it for the first time, because all of the panels and speeches were recorded on video. I've got a better video camera this year, although it was decent last year. I've got a better one this year. So if you can't make it to Keenvention this year, we'll have video again. Don't worry about it. But come on up, because it's a great time. It's an intimate affair. Like, about 100 people were there last year, and we're on track for about the same amount this year. So you get to know folks at Keenvention, which is kind of different. It's a little bit more of a warm, I think, event, and it's happening in the brittle cold of the fall. Actually, last year it was almost summer warm for the first 2 days of Keenvention. So it's New Hampshire. You never know what you're going to get for the weather. But I can tell you that the people that attend this event, it was great last year, and you don't want to miss it. Keenvention.info, go there, learn more, get registered. You can get details on the hotel, which is a very nice hotel that's apparently even being renovated right now as we speak. And the tickets are just $60 that get you in for the entire weekend, which you can pretty much not find convention tickets for that cheap. That's an amazing price for a convention. So go check it out, keenvention.info.
And if you were thinking about going to Liberty Fest NYC to catch my debate with Jeffrey Tucker, I know a lot of people were very interested in that. He canceled the debate, and then Ian Chaffee, the organizer of that, had sort of, there was some entertainment that I might debate. This Vermin Supreme would take Jeffrey Tucker's place, which I thought would be hysterical. But doesn't look like that's happening. No. I have unceremoniously, without notice, been removed from the lineup for that event. So if you're thinking about going there to see me, probably not going to be there.
What did that cost, do you recall?
What's that?
What did the New York thing cost, do you recall?
What did it cost for tickets?
To attend, yeah.
I don't know. It was a bunch of money, and it was just the one night, like, in a bar. I don't know. I really have no idea what it was. I've never bought a ticket. It's either, like, you know, invite me to speak or I'm not coming. And so I will not, it does not look like I will be in New York City in October, so if you want to catch me, you can come up here. And Ian still hasn't offered me a speaking spot.
I've been trying to figure out...
I'll be in the neighborhood, yeah. So, you know.
I've been trying to figure out how to work you in this year. I don't want to redo what we did last year. I don't want to retread that. I mean, there are a few panels that are going to be happening at Keenvention that also happened last year, but the people on them are going to be different. The heads of the panels are going to be different in certain cases.
Find me some, like, thick libertarian douche from Manchester to come down or something.
It's an idea. Like I said, I'm thinking about it. I've got you on the short list.
Put me on a panel with Seth Cohen or something like that. It'll be hilarious.
Toll-free number.
That would be hilarious.
855-450-FREE. All right, so let's see. We were talking about, what the hell were we talking about? I don't even remember. This is shame on me. Bad talk show host.
We talked about the Bible.
We were talking about the Bible.
Oh, the Bible. Well, that's
going
useless.
To hell.
Let's go on to the next subject. And
Obama bombing people. We could talk about that.
Okay.
Or the election.
I don't know.
You wanted to talk about the situation with the warning signs at the lake, too.
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk about the election.
Okay.
James Cleveland, he was running for state representative here in Keene. He lost the election. I don't think that was what you were upset about, Chris Cantwell.
But you did some campaigning
for James.
Yeah, I expected him to lose, and I mean, I was willing to help James, right? I was willing to help James. If you had wanted to do some campaigning, I'd have been willing to help you. But
yeah,
look,
no way.
Guys, you're running as Democrats. And listen, I have done some really disgusting things in my life. I have had sex with hookers. I've used intravenous drugs. I've had unprotected sex with strangers on the internet. But being a Democrat, even for 5 minutes, is just something I could not stoop to. I absolutely couldn't bring myself to do that.
So what you're saying is you did not vote for me or James or the other Conan, the other activist.
No, and if you had run as Republicans, I would have done it. I ended up registering as a Republican, and I'm sorely disappointed. You know, the last time I voted was in the Republican primary in 2012. I was actually
In New Hampshire?
I had come up to New Hampshire, but I was still registered to vote in New York. So I actually drove back to New York to vote in the Republican primary.
You've heard of absentee ballots, right?
He drove back to New York to vote. My friends and family and everything are in New York, right? So I went back to New York, and I voted in the primary and hung out with my friends and, you know, did the things that I do in New York, and then I came back. And then when I saw what the Republicans...
And intravenous drugs.
What's that?
That was on the list. You mentioned them, Chris.
You said you did the things you do in New York.
Well, no, those are you know, the good old days.
Gotcha.
So then I came back, and I saw what they did to Ron Paul at the RNC, right? And I said, this is...
Where they tried to, like, shut him out, shut out his supporters, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a fraud. It was a complete sham. And I was infuriated by this.
But yet you still like the Republicans.
But, well, it's not that I like the Republicans, okay? It's, you know, it's look...
You still hate the Democrats more.
I still hate the Democrats more. I see. I think there's a lot to be said for...
you know, but even though the Republicans at least... Or, sorry, the Democrats at least, most of them will be honest about wanting more government. The Republicans will lie straight to your face and talk about liberty, liberty, liberty.
Yeah, and the Democrats will lie straight to your face and tell you that, oh, the war on drugs is a failure. We're going to do something to prevent that. And
it seems like Democrats
Barack
support
Obama
the war
said
on drugs.
The war on drugs was a failure. He said, you know, we've got to start looking at this as, you know, a public health issue and all these different things. I mean,
did he
I
say the war on drugs was a failure or the marijuana prohibition isn't working?
The war on drugs is a failure. That's a direct quote from Barack Obama. And I had friends in New York who were like, we got to put Barack Obama because he's going to legalize drugs. Like, people were actually under this impression. No, he never said that.
Yeah, but,
you
right?
know, people run with these things and they think, okay, well, he's going to stop the, how many different things did he say? Okay, I'm going to stop with the executive orders and changing the way laws are executed. I'm going to, a president needs a declaration of war. I think he said something to that effect. I mean, Barack Obama said a lot of things that were not true, and let's just not be surprised. So, yes, Republicans and Democrats lie to us, right? Mm-hmm. But for me, I know that you're a big drug war guy, and I can understand that. I'm against the drug war, but I'm a big economics guy. I think the economics are so vitally important to this, and I'm also a big gun guy because, you know... I think that, guns could be useful when you got a problem with your government.
Sure.
And so... I tend to think that even if Republicans sell us out, that their rhetoric is a hell of a lot less harmful than the rhetoric of the Democratic Party, that they're going to advocate for a centrally planned economy and you're going to do all...
But why not take over the Democratic Party and change the rhetoric?
Well, why would you take over the Democratic Party when all of the Ron Paul supporters are already working on the Republicans? It would seem to make more sense to do that.
Because in New Hampshire, we can do both. Now, I'm not saying that anyone's trying to take over. I'm not saying that anyone's trying to take over the Democratic Party. There's really not, from what I understand, much of a push to do that. But there are Free State Project participants who have won election as Democrats, and there are certain places in New Hampshire where you cannot win as a Republican. Right. You cannot win as a Republican in Keene.
That's
impossible.
That's the best argument in Ian's favor, is that essentially a Republican is a third-party candidate. It's a minor party candidate in Keene, where he decided that, many long years ago that we would move and, stick our little... petard in the ground, and this is where Free Talk Live is going to come from. You know, having no knowledge of the state, whatever, we picked Keene, and this is where we are. And
that's not true. I didn't have any. What are you talking about, having no knowledge of the state? Maybe you had no knowledge.
No knowledge of the state?
I moved here for specific reasons.
You thought it would be a great idea to be surrounded by Democrats? So
he moved here for Russell Canning, who has since moved away.
No, I moved here partially because of Russell Canning's activism. You know, he had lots of great civil disobedience happening here, and the way I saw Keene was it was a, you know, kind of a liberal stronghold, a statist stronghold, and I figure, well, that would be the most fun to be.
Well, it's been fun, all right.
Yeah, 855, 453.
Other than the jail time.
We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.